Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquela podcast. We're with your hosts, Matt Keller and Randall. And we are on episode 11. And this episode is called Elevate Your Workout. So we're going to talk about different aspects in the fitness world, how to increase your workout load, how to make things harder when things are getting too easy for you, and try to increase your gains. So, Randall, what is the first topic of today?
So we're kind of explain and talk about what a traditional, or not necessarily traditional, but the cliche or the way someone would perceive a workout if they're just getting to the gym, or even if they've been working out for a while, what some people still even do for their workouts that's not necessarily bad, but it's kind of like, this is as like simple as workout can get kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of people, you will be given maybe 5 to 7 exercises. We'll start there. And then people will tell you do like 10 to 12 repetitions at a time for each one and do it for like 3 to 4 sets. So you do one exercise, you'll do your 10 to 12 repetitions, you'll rest, and then kind of sit there and then do it 3 to 4 times, right? And then you'll move on to the next exercise and repeat that same exact thing. Have you ever worked out that way, or maybe still do occasionally when the workout calls for it?
Yeah, like I try to do as much variation in exercise, and that's also a good way to increase. It's also a part of the progressive overload, which we'll talk about, how increase your muscular endurance and stuff like that. You do high volume, lower rep.
Yeah, even myself, I'll focus on one exercise at a time, kind of pushing it, giving it all my energy. And there's really nothing wrong with it. A lot of people do it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it at all. But if your workout's becoming too mundane and just like want to change something up, maybe you're plateaued and want to see more results, then definitely try something new.
Yeah. So the first thing that comes to mind when I think of kind of mixing my workout in or mixing it up a bit is supersets. So what a superset is, essentially, after finishing one exercise, you follow it up with another exercise. And ideally, it's going to be another exercise that is not the same muscle group that you just did beforehand. So if I did, for example, a set of bicep curls, straight after that, I might head to the ground and do a set of push-ups. I'll rest for maybe a minute and then repeat. Instead of just doing bicep curls set after set, resting after each bicep curl, I'm going to throw in push-ups to kind of make it worth more of my time if that's like my goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I personally love supersets. I think they're great. You can either do them, you do opposite muscle groups, or you can do a similar muscle group. So like, for example, you do 4 sets of 12 with front squats, and then, or you do 4 sets of 12 with front squats and lunges, and like go back to back. Like you do your front squats then of 12 and go right to lunges. Or then you can do the opposite one. You do.
Yeah, legs are. So let me throw this in while we're still talking about supersets. So like drop sets, right? How would you describe a drop set? Because I feel like legs are a little bit of an exception to supersets and drop sets.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about a drop set, how would you like think of it or describe it?
Like drop sets are basically an extended set of an exercise. So like I call these burnout, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think they're great. Like after every bench press workout I do, like I'd say I do like my workout, maybe I max that day, or I just do a pyramid workout with the bench. So basically at the end, you're pretty fatigued, like you're pretty tired. And then at the end, I put on like some really lightweight, something that you can do more than 10 to 15 times and try to rep it out as hard as you can.
Yeah, or even like push-ups, I would consider it being the part of a drop set.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why, like I was saying, when it comes to like legs, it's a little different because the legs, like the things you can do with your legs are so different. You can go from your deadlift to your lunges to your squats. So like ideally I see super squats as like two opposing muscles unless it comes to legs, because legs are just different. But like, so like if I was doing like pull up, I was doing the lat pull down and then I decided to do pull ups right after, I would consider that more of a drop set, depending on which one's heavier and if, like you said, you could do a lot of reps of either one.
I think a part of it is they called it drop set because you like if you ever, I don't know if you ever did this, but I remember me and my friends used to do this. You put like all the 5 pound, like the circular weights on the bench, and then you do as much as you can to take them off, drop the weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's
so what essentially it's like trying to do that same exact exercise. So even so, for example, I'm trying to give people is like if you're doing squats, a drop set for on with a barbell. You can do air squats right after, like do a set of 20 air squats right after, and you could dub that as your drop set. But if you were to do something like lunges or maybe a deadlift variation right after you did squats, then it's more of like a superset. Like that's the way people would kind of understand it a little better.
Yeah. Also, like another good superset is just back to superset real quick. You can do a bicep and a tricep, so like the opposite.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, and that, I think that's the I love doing that. I like to do like tricep extensions and then right to bicep curls and going back and forth until like you're super pumped and you can't lift anything. It's pretty like it's a good feeling. Definitely destroys the muscle fibers.
When do you think like what calls for someone to start doing supersets in their workouts or when they should start thinking about them? Like, what do you think? Like, is it because of what their goals are that makes them watch? They should be thinking about doing it, or it's because they got bored, so then they should start doing it? Or like, what calls for someone to start doing it if they haven't done it before?
I mean, I don't think anyone can do it. There's no like, it doesn't matter what you're trying to, what your goal is. It's a great workout. I mean, if you want to get more toned muscles and build muscle at the same time, and it helps with muscular endurance. So basically, I think it's just like the best way to, if you're into incorporating your exercise, you can still do the same like workout you're doing, but you can add it in and make your workout a little more harder and burn more calories.
All right, so that kind of leads into kind of like a HIIT style thing where you're doing multiple exercises back to back. But how many exercises have you done kind of back to back to back when you're doing HIIT? Like, is there like a certain number of exercises that you kind of cap off until you start taking a rest period, or?
Yeah, it depends on the workout you do. Like, some things, like, you continually do stuff. Like, say you do one exercise for a minute and then rest for 10 seconds or 15 seconds like that. Then go right to the next one. Or you're on a time limit where you try to do say 10 reps of each exercise. There's 5 exercises. You do 10 reps each. And you have 30 minutes to complete as many rounds as you can. There's different variations. Both are really good. I actually did a burpee variation yesterday where I did it was 10 different – or not 10. 4 different burpee variations. And you do them 10 reps each and you do it for 30 minutes without stopping. And that's hard. Like that is – it helps with muscular endurance, muscular strength, and just it's a really good mental game too.
Yeah, I still like every time we talk about HIIT, I'm learning something because it's something I have yet to kind of do myself. But it's just because I like to I split up my strengthening stuff, and then when I do cardio, it's cardio. I have yet to kind of do them together. I like keeping those. I don't like keeping those world. I think it's because my cardio is from sports or simple running. So, but anyway, so. What are other ways that we could kind of make our workouts harder than they already are?
Yeah, so with the HIIT, you don't need to do it for – like some people go to the gym for like over an hour to 2 hours, which I think is little. I mean, you can do that, but like that's a long time. You're not going to be like working out constantly for 2 hours. With HIIT, what I really like is it's the most efficient way to work out and you burn the most calories. So
get more basic. Supersets. I think that, and like we were talking about the supersets and drop sets, like when you're doing like 7-8 exercises and you're doing all of them one by one for 3 to 4 sets, 10 to 12 reps and whatever, that could fill up an hour, a little over an hour for the most part. But then when you start supersetting them, you look at your clock, you're like, oh, I've only been here for 30, 40 minutes and I'm done.
Yeah, like if you say at work, you do like a traditional workout for an hour at the gym. For a HIIT workout, you're constantly moving. So within that 30 minutes, you basically burn the same, if not more, calories than you were for an hour.
Yep.
So you're continuously moving, get your blood pumping and your O2 going through your body.
Yeah, so if time's an issue for people, these are some great options to think about.
Absolutely.
Instead of just kind of using an hour, hour and a half at the gym. And I mean, that's probably me, though, where I actually like being at the gym. So I'll try ways to
drag
out my workout, even if it's not, like, optimal or there's ways, like, I could have done it faster. I sometimes just choose not to just because, like, I actually want to. But there's some people who need to come get in and get out because they got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, you can do any HIIT workout. There's a calisthenic workout. And if you have 15 minutes for, like, lunch, after you eat lunch, to do a quick 15-minute workout. You burn 200 calories right there. And then you can do something later in the day. So you can get your workout in. Timing, I mean, I can say, like, sometimes an excuse, but people use it too much, I think, as an excuse.
Yeah.
For sure. Another interesting thing I've learned about is this thing called excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. So, like, after you do a really hard workout at the gym or do, like, a HIIT workout at home, your body burns more calories after you work out because you just worked so hard. They try to replenish your energy levels and try to get you back to a resting state. So I thought that was really cool and interesting.
Dope. So let's talk about making our another way we can make exercises harder. So people don't. So while we're talking about traditional exercise, while you do those, people kind of go through the motion, or even if they have a good muscle-mind connection, you kind of just, like, for example, if you're doing a bicep curl, you lift the weight up to your biceps, bring it all the way down to your waist, and so on forth, so forth, like at a consistent pace.
Yeah.
Just go up, back down, go up, back down. But if you're kind of getting tired of that, or you kind of plateaued, like Matt referred to, is you can start kind of to change it up. So one of the ways that a lot of people have done over the years is starting to add those pause reps or kind of doing an isometric part into that workout. So what I mean by that is as I curl the weight up and I get all the way to the peak where it's at its most concentric, so you're flexing your bicep at the top, you kind of hold that position for maybe, what would you say, 3 seconds. We'll just say a 3-second pause. Maybe just a second. Say pause for a second and back down. After you get used to that, try to see how 2 seconds feel. And what would you say the most for a pause rep should be?
Depends on the weight you're doing. Like, for, I guess for like a bench press, you're doing like some heavier weight, maybe like 1 to 2 seconds. But with the bicep curl, if you're doing, say, current, like, you can curl like 30s pretty easily, you probably hold it for like 5 seconds.
5 seconds? Okay.
Maybe even more. Like, there's, have you seen a workout where you have dumbbells, you're doing curls, but one is in the pause rep, another one is moving consistently, and you switch. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That one's tough. I think that's a really good way to increase your muscle mass and your bicep and strength.
It's kind of like, we'll even go into like shoulders, where some people will like hold in while you're in a shoulder press position with dumbbells. Somebody will do all the reps on one side at a time, and then while you're keeping like that other arm up, and it's just holding the dumbbell, not doing anything. So then, as the one arm finishes, it just kind of stands still, and then you do all the other reps on that other side.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're getting that extra isometric work in while the other arm's pressing. And if you think about it, you're holding up the weights twice as long, so that's only, I want to say it's exactly double the work, but it's close.
Yeah, so it creates
more bang for your buck there.
Yeah, exactly. It creates more muscle tension, recruiting more muscle fibers to work harder, thus getting stronger.
Yeah, so another way people could do it, so bicep curls, something everyone could kind of relate to. So as you curl that bicep and then you're on the way back down to your waist, you can over-exaggerate how long it takes for it to go to your waist. So kind of count to yourself or even out loud, make it count 5 seconds till it goes all the way down to your arms are straight again. Then you'll bring the weight back up and then you're going to go all the way back down for 5 seconds. And that's kind of you're just slowing down the eccentric part of your exercise. And that's kind of like we were referring to creating a more tension for the muscle, extending that period of time under tension.
Can we go into the explosive reps? Can you go more in depth with that? Are you talking about, when you say explosive, do you mean like when you're doing a rep of a squat or a bench or
Yeah, so it's like probably more really towards hard. Your compound movements where you could kind of explode through it is in the sense that you're making it a little more, not necessarily applying metric, but like when you squat, you're like thinking in your mind that you're really trying to act like you have 200 pounds on your back, but you really only have 100, but you're still squatting as if there's 200 on your back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of trying to maximize the concentric part, trying to get the fast twitch fibers in your muscles to activate more
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant by that. So that's another method that I'd like to incorporate, especially if you're trying to either get more explosive, you're trying to be more powerful, because when you're pushing a heavy weight and the weight's too heavy and it's always a slow grind, you're going to get stronger, but you're not necessarily more athletic in a sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you need to work on those fast twitch fibers.
Yeah, so another method is when you're working on that concentric part, whether it's a deadlift where you try to like really stand up nice and straight as fast as you can under control, or when you're squatting, you push through the weight, or on a bench press as it taps your chest, you really try to push through the ceiling. There are just different ways to kind of activate your muscle to its full potential.
Yeah,
so out of all of these, which ones are some that you've used the most?
You know, I haven't done many pause reps, but I definitely want to, once I get back in the gym more, I definitely going to do that more, because I feel like I have in the past, like I plateaued a lot, and like I have been stuck for like months on end, but I feel like that would help for sure. But the thing is also you need to have a gym buddy with the pause reps, because you can get stuck pretty easily.
Yeah. 100%.
So be careful with that. Don't do it by yourself. Highly suggest with a partner.
Have you done the slow eccentric before?
I think I have, but I have never really incorporated that in my exercises in a while.
Okay.
But this is good, because like, I definitely want to add this, though. Like, the stuff that I'm like, oh, I never thought about that. Like, eccentric, concentric exercises, but...
Yeah, just changing up the tempo, essentially, and creating time under tension. That's all usually just the goal of it.
Yeah, I want to add that. I think I'll make some stuff, for sure. And for clients as well. Make something a little different, change tempo, like you said.
Yeah, so progressively overloading these things. So just going to give examples of how to like do it for these specifically. Then we're going to talk a little bit of progressive overload as a whole. So like if you want to focus on like your isometric or your pause reps. So I would suggest people, like you said, we would do it for maybe you start off do a second 1 week, see how that feels. The following week, you could try pausing for 3 seconds, and then 3 weeks down the road, maybe you could try pausing for 5 seconds, kind of just increasing that time under tension. And then once you get good at that, you could even increase the weight as you go, kind of thing. So just mixing it up. So progressively overloading, Matt, what rep range do you stick to when you're trying to just stick to like, you're trying to get volume in and you're not necessarily trying to get too much stronger or too big, I guess, in a sense. Like, what's a solid rep range to like focus on just volume and getting a pump?
Probably 5 to 8 reps. So what progressive overload is, for people that don't know, it's the principle that involves continually increasing the demand on the muscles in the musculoskeletal system to increase gain, size, and strength. So yeah. The more weight you get stronger, you keep putting on more weight, so you progressively overload the muscle. So, like, I guess for if you want the strength thing, like, you just increase the weight more, adding, like, 5 pounds to the bar each time. But back to your question, definitely 5 to 8 for sure. I think 8's a good number, like 3 sets of 8, something like that.
And then on a weekly basis, kind of try to push the amount of weight.
Yeah, exactly.
So if someone didn't want to put on any more muscle mass, so what's your idea? What's your thoughts on, you know, people push towards 10 to 12 year like bodybuilding? And so if I want to like stay at a weight, right, do you think once I start to push the 12 rep range, at some point, am I still gaining muscle? Or do you think, how would someone want to work out without gaining muscle is what I'm trying to get at? Like
muscular endurance and like good form.
Yeah,
like,
focusing on the endurance part versus the hypertrophy and all that.
Yeah, definitely keep it up. Like 4 sets of 12 with a lighter weight. that would help the tonage of the muscle for sure. Like, it won't really help with the hypertrophy.
Yeah.
Like you said, because that when you get more muscle mass, it's when you put it on a lot, overload the bar with weight and push it for only a few reps. That increases the strength and mass. But I mean, volume does increase muscle mass, but not nearly as much as the lower rep range.
And then on the strength on basis, so what's the lowest amount? Like, what's a working set for you if you're only trying to get stronger? Or do you still stick to 5 to 8 if like your goal is to just get stronger as fast as you can?
I like the 5x5s personally. I think that's pretty good. Also, I think if you want to do maybe 3 sets of 3, 2, like that's also a good one. Like,
so three to five is kind of that set if like your goal is simply to just get stronger on a weekly basis and push as much as you can.
Yeah, then like, or you can do like a 10-8-4 or a 10-8-6-4-2, and then
like a reverse max. Pyramid.
Yeah, exactly. Reverse pyramid. You do so something
when
like you that.
Get to those sets of five and less, that's when you're really testing the strength of yourself and pushing the limits to kind of get that muscle overload to kind of make gains faster.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's if you want to increase your muscle mass and strength. Of course, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to do that, blah, blah, blah. So I guess if you want to stay the same weight, just increase the tone, like look muscular, but you're not actually strong.
Like, but I tell people, I love it when all I have to do is 3 to 5 reps of an exercise. Like, sometimes sitting under the bench doing 10 reps is like torture. I don't want
it's cardio
there for 10 reps. But even if it's heavy, I'd rather have a heavy set of 3 reps than a moderate set of 10 reps, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That's just me. I don't like sitting under a bar too long.
But like, I feel the same way with squats, but with bench, I like them all, like all the reps. A little more of a bench guy for sure. 100. Squats, not so much.
Yeah, be under that bar, it's like an eternity down there. So if I could just do like 5 reps and call it a set, I'm happy.
5 sets of 5, and then a burnout. I like the burnouts I like it. Like, you get really pumped up and just like rep them out as hard as you can and get a huge pump going.
How many reps do you think we have? What's the minimum number of reps that you should have for a burnout? Like, when do you start to consider a burnout work exercise or set?
I'd say like 20.
20? We should aim for that number 20.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If it's close to 20, that's okay. Like 15 to 20, around that range. Just try to really fatigue that muscle and destroy those fibers.
All right. I think we covered it. I think these are ways to elevate your workout. Try to kind of challenge yourself, mix it up. If you're kind of tired of doing the whole 7-8 exercises, 3-4 sets of 12 repetitions for each, kind of 1 by 1, just some ways to kind of change it up.
Yeah, this was a fun episode. I like learning. I learned new stuff researching too, and try to incorporate how to make my workouts even better.
All right. We'll see everyone next week, and everyone stay safe.
We'll see you.